Eyes Back, Feet Forward is the title of the spring concert of dance from Wellspring, Corey, Terry, and Dancers. It's another collaboration with the local eclectic live band called the Last Gasp Collective, which was founded by Jay Jackson some years ago. A gentleman who loves hip-hop, soul, jazz, R&B, and found a way to make all of that happen, attracted the attention of the wonderful Corey Terry, who is the founder of Wellspring, Corey Terry and Dancers. Corey, I'd like to welcome you back to WMUK.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here again.
It's nice to be back.
And with you today is Kate Yancho, who joined Wellspring maybe two years ago or so?
Two and a half, almost three.
Okay. So you'll keep an eye on us and make sure that we get the good information out there that we need to.
Great.
I'll do my best.
Starting with, when is the spring spring dance concert? It's coming up on a whole weekend.
Yes. Right? It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And the Thursday show starts at 7 p.m. On the other Friday and Saturday starts at 8.
And this will be in your dedicated space.
Correct.
In the Epic Center.
Yes.
You know, you and I haven't really talked dance lately. I have a lot of just questions about the preparation and practice year-round of this dance company, which is a professional dance company in West Michigan.
Yes, correct.
What's that look like?
Well, we are pretty dedicated to the craft. We meet every day, Monday through Friday, and have class from 10 to 11:30, and then we rehearse until 2 after that. So it's a pretty, it's a committed group of people who are very passionate about keeping their art sharp. And
someone's trying to reach you.
dance is the sort of thing that is it requires a lot of discipline.
It does.
You can't just leave it and come back to it a couple of months later or even a couple of weeks later. So we are like a family. We know each other quite well. I've had some dancers who've been with me for 20 years. And then, of course, there's some newer ones too. But it's a group effort to keep this organization going. And this is our 38th year. So I think I would say we have succeeded in that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
38 years.
38 years.
Corey, when you started Wellspring, why were you determined to create a professional dance company in Kalamazoo?
Well, I didn't know we were going to go back that far. Thank you for asking that. I actually have been thinking about that quite a bit lately because I don't know if you heard, but I was honored with receiving one of the 2019 Women of Achievement Awards from the YWCA.
So you had to think about
it. So I've really been thinking about it a lot. And I realized that I was on a mission when I moved here. I wanted to open a dance company that could be a really important part of the art scene in Kalamazoo. I think at the beginning, it was about finding a place for my voice. I wanted to have a forum and a place where I could be part of the conversation in dance. But as the years have gone by, I realized I've really evolved. And it's been interesting to watch that in myself because now instead of being driven by personal ambition, it's more like, what can I give back to this community that's supported me for so many years?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I realized in thinking about it is I've evolved as the years have gone by.
You've also had to develop ways of guidance for younger dancers, for people who you can see what might be laid out in front of them as they embark on dance careers.
Right.
And in some ways, as a leader, it comes down to boiling down your philosophy in the most helpful way.
Yeah. And I have a group of just the most wonderfully talented dancers now. Their age ranges from 20 to 46, and everybody has their own voice and their own way of expressing themselves, and they're in very different places in their development as dance artists. For me, I feel like what I need, or let's put it this way, I think my biggest gift to them is to give them a foundation from which to build. And that's what I do every day in technique classes and by example with my choreography.
Do you have dancers who formerly worked with Wellspring contacting you once in a while and saying, I still hear your voice, or I still hear your, the thing you said to me that day?
Well, maybe. But thanks to Instagram, I am in touch with a lot of the older dancers that have moved away. And they, you know, like I said, we're like a family. And you spend so much time with people that that relationship never dies. Let's put it that way.
Well, I get the sense that in running a dance company, you know, having the luxury to stand still and look back doesn't actually happen that often. So it's wonderful that the YWCA marked this year with an award for you. And you had to take that time to think back.
Yes.
But ever forward, and that's always to the next live event. And the spring concert has been a mainstay of the Wellspring season.
Yes.
Traditionally, what kind of event have you tried to build it up to be? This is usually a live with music, or is it just a variety of things?
I think it's more just to, I mean, it's changed through the years. I would say it's a variety of things. These last 4 or 5 years now, we've been really focusing on collaborations. So we have had a lot of, we've had the great luxury and, you know, to perform with live music a lot over these last few years. I wouldn't say it's the norm because we have to work pretty hard to make that happen. It's always way more complicated when you are collaborating with another group, and particularly with a group like Last Gasp, because there's 10 of them.
There's 10.
which is one of the reasons I was so excited about working with them. But it's a lot of people to coordinate with. But the first time I ever saw them, which happened to be at the Wellspring Theater, which they had rented for their, for one of their shows, I was just so, my husband and I were sitting in the audience that night. I was so taken with the variety of instruments on the stage, cello and keyboard, and I mean, it, horns and sax and bass. I mean, it was so exciting to see that. And especially in that unexpected form of hip hop, soul fusion. And so, yeah, it takes a lot of coordination to get all of those folks together. There's 8 or 7 dancers and 10 musicians will be populating that stage.
I wonder if I have a story that goes, you know, back with Wellspring Corytarian dancers, and I don't mind mentioning that at all because
Yay.
It's one of the high points of my experiences as a musician.
Wow.
As a member of Blue Dahlia.
Yes.
You reached out to us and we worked on a live concert together. We rehearsed alone for a while, but then we got into Wellspring Theater with the dancers, and had we been super professional, it would not have thrown us at all. But to see the dancers making gestures and filling out the phrases we were playing was shockingly distracting and so beautiful. By the time we hit those 3 performances, it felt like we shouldn't play it any other way. Like the music isn't quite enough
without the dance.
It's
part.
So fulfilling. To bring these 2 art forms together.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why that's a priority for you, even though the complications are pretty enormous.
Yeah. But yeah, you're so right. I mean, we feel the same way. It's just the energy exchange that happens on the stage is really almost like a high. It's just, I think all the dancers and all the musicians feel it, and I'm hoping that that translates to the audience as well. That excitement that we feel when performing, I think, shows in what the audience is seeing. So there's a lot of energy. you know?
There's a good chance that a lot of our listeners are already Wellspring subscribers, but if they're not, tickets and more information are at wellspringdance.org. You can find full details there, the dates and times. Well, I'll just mention again, the dates are Thursday, May 2nd, Friday, May 3rd, and Saturday, May 4th. Show times are 7 p.m. Thursday, and Friday and Saturday show times are at 8 p.m. If I believe that's not this weekend, but next weekend
yes,
already?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's coming right up.
Well, let's take a musical break. Since we don't have Jay here right now, we're just going to let the music talk for itself. This is from one of their earlier projects, a song called Agape. They recorded a version of it here in our studio. This comes from their own studio production from their website, Last Gasp Collective.
To my homie, I'm concerned we ain't eating. It was never supposed to be this way, supposedly. I'm falling near the apple tree. I've been hearing do good for yourself. Hearing go to school is how you do it for yourself.
Corey, I can hear that cello.
Yes.
In that track.
I love that cello.
Jordan Hamilton in Last Gasp Collective. What we're listening to is a studio album, and you're hearing a lot of what sounds like electronic sounds, but they can reproduce all of that in concert thanks to amazing, you know, ways, pedals and synthesizers and things like that.
Yes.
So it really works out. We're about to have Jay join us here in the studio to offer his perspective on playing with Wellspring Corian dancers. Mm-hmm. But I want to remind listeners that Corey Terry is here right now, and we are looking forward to Eyes Back, Feet Forward, Spring Concert of Dance, another collaboration with the Last Gasp Collective. Shows are coming up on Thursday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th at 8 p.m. And full details are at wellspringdance.org. And that's where you can find full ticket information and dates. And even further than that, you can look at what the Academy offers, look ahead to RadFest, forward and past, and get a full sense of Wellspring's activities. Jay Jackson, nice to have you back in the studio.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we've been talking about you. I hope your ears have been ringing out there. Here's how I summed it up.
Okay.
It's hard to sum up Last Gasp Collective, isn't it?
This is true. This is true. I still struggle with it.
So I said a number of years ago now, a man named Jay Jackson, who loves hip-hop, soul, R&B, and everything in between, jazz, everything in between.
A little gospel.
Gospel. Yeah. Yeah. And is something of a do-it-yourselfer. Taught himself production, record production techniques, guitar. Did you teach yourself guitar?
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Started writing songs and then found a surprising group of collaborators from all sorts of places that joined your vision.
Yeah.
And the result was a band we had never seen before in Kalamazoo. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Busy as ever, but excited to be here. Excited to be joining Corey Terry and the crew again. So, yeah, I'm good. The band's good. We're happy and pushing just as hard as ever.
The band's at lastgaspcollective.com. There's a lot you can look at there, videos and music. We just listened to a little bit of some of your older stuff, I think.
Yeah, probably. If it's online, it's probably older stuff. But.
So, well, maybe you can tell listeners the story of the first collaboration and what you liked about it, what brings you back excited to do another collaboration?
Initially, when Corey approached us, we wanted to use the space. So that was kind of how we were introduced to Corey, Terry, the dance crew, and all the things that they had access to in there. So we were just shocked. We were like, whoa, there's lights, there's staging, this looks professional, the big curtains. So that's what initially brought us there. And then I guess she saw the show that we put on, and that sparked some type of interest in her, which was immediately the same feeling I had. So she approached us about doing a collaboration. We said, yes, let's make it happen. It was different. That's the first thing. I like doing things that are different. I guess, not to say that you've never seen hip hop mixed with modern dance or anything of that nature, but here in Kalamazoo or here in a very small, recluse artistic community.
It doesn't happen every day.
It doesn't happen every day. So for me to be a part of that, it was a no-brainer. And then when the show actually took place, it was just a beautiful thing to see 20 people, a minimum of 20 people coming together from all different aspects of creative backgrounds, artistic backgrounds, just different visions, varying visions, and mm-hmm. having everyone come together, not trying to per se instill their imprint, like, I want it to be like this, it needs to look like this. It was more, we all have the same common goal, and that's to put on an amazing collaborative show. So any ideas that were brought to the table, any critiques that were brought to the table, it was all accepted happily with open ears because we knew we had one common goal. That's what I appreciated most about it. Mm-hmm. Other than the art was just amazing, you know, and it was a beautiful show. That's kind of a side note. For me, it was the experience and learning and being exposed to something I had never been exposed to but always wanted to. And like you mentioned, I'm a do-it-yourselfer, so being able to get my feet wet for the first time in that right, you know, it kind of showed me, okay, I can do this now. Now I want to push this a little further, this theatrical type of vibe. I like that, and I want to run with that a little bit more. So, yeah.
Well, how long ago was this collaboration? How long has it been?
Our first collaboration was last spring.
Yeah, a year.
But I had seen Last Gasp at the Wellspring Theater the year before that. So, really, it's been about 2 years that we've known each other and been interested in each other's work.
Do you plan to do any of the same pieces from last spring just because they were so darn good?
Yes. And took so much darn work? Yes. We are going to repeat.
That's the point right there.
We are going to repeat some of them. There's maybe three of repeats, I think, or four.
Three or four, yeah.
And then we've also added some new ones. So, which I think is the way to do it, because you can't just repeat the same thing. It wouldn't be the same anyway. But to add new dances and new music to what we did before will, I hope, be an enticement for the audience to come back and see what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe while you tell us a little more about these collaborations, the way the dance is formed, who's the choreographer, if there are different.
Yes, there are.
You join in as well, Jay. I can search for a piece of music that would represent something on the program. Is there a tune, name I should look up?
That's online?
Fingers
tarot
crossed.
Card or?
I'm going to be honest with you. Of all of these songs, the only one that's out, I think, is not even Surgeon General.
No, wow. Okay. I mean, I have Golden Parade on my phone if you want a recording of it.
That would be an exclusive.
Golden Parade on your phone.
Yeah.
Is it an iPhone?
Yes.
Listeners, I'm sorry. We have to talk about this.
Listeners, be patient with us. We are trying to give you the best entertainment
if
that
you
we
queue
can.
It up, I can probably get it to broadcast here on WMUK.
This is music.
Yeah. Well, this was a piece that I asked Jay to compose for us, and he did.
Jay, what was What was it that Corey asked you to do?
Okay, I gotta think back.
Yeah, we gotta think back.
That was almost 2 years ago, but I remember one thing that definitely stuck out to me. She said she wanted it to be long,
yeah.
And she was like 8 or 9 minutes. And I was like, whoa, all right. So,
not just a 3 minute pop song.
Not just your 3 minute, you know, hip hop or pop song, exactly. So I was like, well, then I will just stretch it out. And
yeah.
By stretch it out, I mean copy and paste. I'm going to take the same forms and just repeat them over and over again. And I'm going to just have ins and outs from different melodies played by different instruments to almost trick the listener into thinking, oh, this is a 10-minute piece of changes and ins and outs and ups and downs and climaxes and fall-offs. When it is, I guess, in the totality of all the pieces once they come together. But originally, it was literally copy and paste the same form. You play a horn line, Jesse. You play a horn line, Xavier. Jordan plays something, cello melody here. Switch up the bass there so it feels different. And that's kind of how it formed originally. And then it got specific and locked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you called it Golden Parade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd that come from, Jay?
So when I make music, I make tons of music. Just yesterday, I probably sat down and produced maybe 10 songs. And you do this for 5-6 years, you run out of names after a while.
Yes, so you just tell me about
name
it.
Name it the first thing that pops into your head.
Song number one.
If anyone who's listened to my music will be like, or like, music that's not fully produced just in the early stages. Mm. Like, where do you get these names from? It's just like, I just write the first thing that pops into my head down.
That's so cool. Because I do love that title now.
Yeah, me too.
It's because it's become, it's the way that happens when you yeah. first start something. You don't know what it is and it feels very unspecific. And
very
then
so.
The more you do it, it starts settling into itself and it takes on a
yeah.
life of its
yeah.
own, which I love that yeah. feeling so much.
I want to tell listeners, if they just tuned in, I'm with Corey Terry of Wellspring, Corey Terry and Dancers, and with Jay Jackson of Last Gasp Collective. And dance and music are coming together on the weekend of May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, a week from this weekend. The Wellspring Theater is in the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. It is a beautiful, intimate, fully multimedia theater that if you haven't been there, well, there's nothing stopping you. Details at wellspringdance.org, and check out the music and videos at lastgaspcollective.com. Let's hear this final, not this final song, we might have another one, but Golden Parade, brand new music, a piece of music from Jay Jackson and the Last Gasp Collective. That's a brand new piece of music from Last Gasp Collective. Jay Jackson, the composer and band leader, he's here in the studio with us today, along with Corey Terry of Wellspring, Corey Terry and Dancers. And the concert, or the series of concerts for the Spring Concert of Dance, Eyes Back, Feet Forward, are Thursday, May 2nd, 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Wellspring Theater, downtown Kalamazoo. So that's just a big open jam, and that shows off a lot of talent that's already in Last Gasp, you know. So you're rhythm guitar for the most part.
Yep, definitely. Yeah?
And
yep.
Some of the other people in the band include?
We have Aaron Lachey on keys. We have Jordan Hamilton on cello. Venezia Jones, lead vocal one. Jessica Ivy, lead vocal two. Xavier Bonner, saxophone. Jesse Lemons, trumpet. Nicholas Backstrox percussion and Terrence Smith full kit.
Terrence has been with you from the beginning, yeah.
Not the beginning. Nick has been with us since the beginning. The very first. We're gonna have instruments. He was the guy on the drums. So Nick was. Terrence came in. I look at Last Gasp in phases. Terrence was the beginning of our current phase. Mm-hmm. He definitely came at the beginning of this phase. Oh. Yeah.
How many phases do you anticipate, Last Gasp?
Oh, who knows,
a lot,
right?
A lot. I have a vision of what I want the phases to be, but a lot of phases,
What can you say about playing with modern dancers? And what did it add to your experience as a performer?
Oh man, many things. One would be it brought things out of the music that even I didn't hear making it. It just little things that maybe they were to hear. Or what it was how that came about was we had to learn the song and repeat it exactly the way it was over and over again, which was something we had never done before. It's a requirement. It's a standard. It was necessary, which I understood. So, but that was different. So that when Corey would tell me, well, we need this because we wrote this part that accentuates this horn line at this time. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even think about that horn line. It was just kind of there. But okay, I see. It is important, especially in context of a dancer having specific cues with three to four others. Yeah.
It's choreographed right to it.
Yeah. Which I expected, but just didn't think about going into until it was time to actually do it. So that was one thing. It just...
Having to learn your own songs again.
Having to learn my own music.
And play it
as it
was on the record.
Not even learn it again. Just learn it for the first time. Because no one learns the music. Our process. No one learns the music when we make it. It's funny. Most people, other than myself, most times never even hear the song until it comes out one day. Or Jay comes to practice and says, yo, we have to learn this for a show now. They record their part and... go on about their business for tons of songs.
Is
and then they
right?
come out and it's like, wow, this is cool. Oh, that's me. Okay.
All right.
And
so it's all constructed by you in layers in the studio.
Always. Later. Always our process. Oh. We've tried other way. We tried to do like bands, like let's all get together
let's
and
do a one
put
take.
Our heads. Yeah. That and it's always garbage, as we put it. So we just stuck with what worked for us.
Well, Corey, I'm interested in learning about the process of choreographing a dance. And how instinctual it is or how formal or, you know, what...
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about it in the context of the way Jay and Last Gasp approaches creating music. It's kind of the same thing, only what happens in dance is that the choreographer is the one that has those immediate responses. And as you're creating it, you don't know what you're doing. You mm-hmm. just do it and mm-hmm. what it feels good. And then you start to get it more specific and be able to count it or be able to phrase it in a way that you can teach it to other bodies. Yep. So there is that element of improvisation when you're choreographing, but once you translate it to the people's bodies, then you've built something that has to be the same. And it's not like there isn't breathing room within it, because the timing and the way you do it and the quality with which you do whatever gestures or movements or steps or whatever you want to call it can change a little bit. But we work very, very hard as dancers to make our unisons really tight and to have everybody really know what they're doing so they don't have to think about how they're moving when they're moving to that music. So it was...
That's what rehearsing every day is about. Yeah.
So that you don't have to second guess. You don't have to count. You don't have to be thinking about, oh my gosh, what am I doing next? It's all in your body because you've practiced it so many times. It's just a different way. It's a different mode. Yeah. which is one of the reasons I think it's really exciting that we've come together, although it has really caused both of us, I think, to try to meet in the middle a little bit.
100%.
Because, 100%. You know, I would ask for certain things to be exactly the same every single time. And I knew, I mean, Jordan even said to me, it's good for us to do this. It's really good for us to try
it. Oh, it is 100%.
And I was like, yes, that's good, because I feel a little bit like a taskmaster sometimes. But we've also had to really go with the flow a lot, too. So it's not going to be exactly what we're used to dancing to on the recorded version.
It can't be.
It can't be. So we have to, you know, be able to be flexible enough to do that, too.
Yeah.
And so I thought we all did it really well last spring for our first try at this collaboration, and I think it'll be even better this year.
I'm sure of it.
Because we're like pretty comfortable working with each other, and I think it'll be really exciting. But it requires us to, I don't want to use the word compromise, but it we have affected each other's process as well as the product.
Yeah. It's inspiring going both directions.
Yeah.
You know, a band performing live and syncing up so well and putting thought and energy and beauty into the music and even, you know, beyond that, you can go fierce, you can go quiet, you can go so many ways. And the dancers having internalized all of that music so that it's an expression in the moment of that music. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an achievement. Again, the concerts are not this weekend, but next weekend at Wellspring. And I want to thank Jay Jackson from Last Gasp Collective for being here, as well as one of the recipients of the 2019 Women of Achievement Award, awarded by the YWCA, Corey Terry, of Wellspring, Corey Terry and Dancers. Congratulations on the 38 years of this dance company in Kalamazoo.
Thank you, Kara.
Let's look forward a little bit for both groups. What's next for Wellspring after the spring concert?
Well, then we take a very well-earned break over the summer, and we start out next year with a whole new lineup of things that we're ready to do. One of the things we're doing is collaborating with the Gilmore Piano Festival in the spring with an incredible piano duo from San Francisco.
Let's bring Kate Yancho back into the conversation.
Hi. I'm here. Yeah, so exciting collaboration for the Gilmore Keyboard Festival with Zofo is the artist that we're collaborating with. We're really excited. That will take place in our space late April. But planning the rest of our season, and certainly while the dancers take a much-needed break over the summer, we're still very busy in the theater with youth dance camps and youth summer intensives. We have adult classes that are running, so your inner dancer can come and be let out of its shell with us through the summer in the theater.
That's exciting.
Yes.
It's all at Wellspring. What's the website?
Wellspringdance.org.
There it is, wellspringdance.org. And for Last Gasp, always something cooking.
Definitely. Well, summer's obviously our busy season
as far as festival time.
You got it. And so we'll be gigging a lot. We'll be touring a lot. Touring different markets, which I'm really excited about. The last two summers, for sure, we kind of hit the same circuit. Definitely traveled northern Michigan, the UP, and hit a lot of those festivals. This year we'll have the opportunity to go up north as well, but we'll also be traveling down to, as far as Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, South Bend, just a lot. Detroit, obviously, so we'll be playing out on the east side of the state. Just a lot of markets we haven't played in or toured in the summer, which is exciting. Among that, just a lot of releases, tons of releases. I guess the first official release to our first album, Agape, will be coming out hopefully within the next couple months, we want to have it finished before we start hitting, before we hit the road, so we can have that with us. And
that's important.
It's very important. It doesn't always happen, believe it or not.
Well, you know, you play a great show, and the next thing you know, people are at the stage door saying, how do I get this
music?
How
do I get the music?
You need to be able to point over to the merch table and say, it's right there.
So that is literally the timetable we're fighting against right now. The album's... it's there, so we got the 10 songs. They're sounding beautiful. It's just, you know, scheduling, getting people in to record their parts, getting it all mixed, and just putting the final touches on it.
Do you find your shows are getting better and better? Are you able to adapt to all kinds of... I mean, when you're in a band, you never often don't know what to expect on any given night.
You have no idea. I love that about us, because we have definitely been able to mold to whatever kind of environment we're in. We've been given extra 2 hours to perform, and it's like, okay, so what are we going to do for 2 more hours? But that's kind of the beauty of having a 10-piece collective, where we're able to have Jordan play a set by himself and do kind of his solo stuff. We're able to have Nezzy, our lead singer, do a solo set or a duo set with just her and our piano player. So that's one of the things that has definitely come out of just being thrown into environments and having things asked of us we weren't kind of expecting to have to provide. And which is beautiful, because it matches the direction we're also trying to take, Last Gasp, and being a label and being able to develop artists. Last Gasp, the band, again, will just be a act underneath the big umbrella of Last Gasp, which will house all types of different acts, from Nezzy's lead singer act to me and Jessica Ivy, who do a solo project, to two or three completely... artists that are completely separate from the band that we're developing right now, that I'm not going to talk about yet, but very much in the works, and they're amazing.
The time is right, you gotta let us know.
That time is very soon. The time is very soon, so I'm excited about that. Those are the kind of the first us wetting our beak with developing artists and putting them from songwriting all the way through to media training.
I can see Corey's mind turning already. Like, well, this is another kind of wellspring of
100%. I'd be remiss if I didn't say I wasn't inspired and, you know, encouraged by Corey Terry and Wellspring and their success and their longevity, and just, you know, stealing my little tidbits from that model.
Man, I'd say you're young, but you're seasoned.
Thank you. I think that means a lot, because I don't feel like that usually. Young.
I thought it was a seasoned.
I'll take the seasoned. The young is the one I battle with.
Kate Yancho and Corey Terry of Wellspring, thank you so much. And I wish you the best for a week from this weekend.
Yes.
The Eyes Back, Feet Forward Spring Concert of Dance is coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And you can find full details at wellspringdance.org. And Jay Jackson, always great to have you here, too. Looking forward to hearing about your next exciting projects. And I hope you have a really fulfilling musical dance weekend.
I'm sure we will.
And Last Gasp Collective is online at lastgaspcollective.com.
That's it.
Okay. You mentioned Jordan Hamilton. We have a little track here queued up. He's part of Last Gasp and also does solo work. So we'll just hear a little bit of that. And thank you all for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kara.